Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
March 6. Dear W, I've been here for a week, and communications have been out since day one. I've no idea if you're getting this. My communicator picks up nothing but static, so there's no way of knowing if the messages get through. Even so, I'll keep writing these letters. If nothing else, they'll be stored in the hard disk, so you can read them later. Remember when we went camping in the salt marshes? How bleak the landscape was. Well, this is even more desolate. Obviously, I'd seen pictures, but they don't prepare you for the total absence of sound. Nothing whatsoever but my footsteps. And even they don't carry very far. There are no animals, no plants, or wind. Nothing to break the quiet. It's totally barren and totally silent. I've taken to talking to myself all the time, just to hear some noise. The cones are all around, some near and some further away. Fortunately, base camp is set at some distance from them. I don't think I'd feel comfortable sleeping too close. It's also fantastically cold.
Thank you.
March 12th. Dear W, I fed the data to the main computer and came up with the weirdest results. You've seen the pictures of this place. Flat land, broken only by triangles of black rock. In the pictures, the cones look very similar to one another. But when reading the altimeter data, I realized that more than just similar, they're almost identical. I ran the data over and over, went out and checked every beacon to make sure the readings were correct, but couldn't find anything wrong with any of the instruments. According to the numbers, all the hills are approximately 4.5 meters high with a 12 meter diameter base and an overall circumference of 38.5 meters. You can't find this kind of regularity on objects of this magnitude anywhere else in nature, crystals or elsewhere. And since the geology of the planet is not that different from ours, you shouldn't find it here either. As you would expect, the Eilish think their God made them. But for what purpose they don't know, or won't tell. I got a book on Eilish before coming, so I'll read through it and get back to you on this. I'm off to sleep now. Bye. March 13th. Dear W, as promised, I checked a book for the Ailish legend regarding this place, and it's something like this. Han, this is their god, won the long fight with the demon An, but An, as a primordial demon, couldn't be destroyed. So Han had to imprison it in clay, leave it here, and then create the Ailish to guard the demon's sleep. These cones are the thorns on An's back, and according to the legend, they are growing slowly as the demon resurfaces. According to the geological data, the mineral is a type of aluminium silicate, like kyanite, but with uneven fracturing and much harder and denser. Supposedly, there's a huge deposit under the surface, and these hills are just crystal-like growths. Nobody really knows what to do with it. It breaks too easy, it won't melt evenly, and this strange property of having zero light reflection and actually repelling photons makes it even harder to handle. Which, I guess, makes perfect sense for the spikes of a demon. Talk soon. Thank you. March 19th. Dear W, I'm now sure they were built. Yesterday, the satellite link was pulsing for a few hours, so I could see images from the whole area again. I was wrong to assume their distribution throughout the ground was haphazard. Seen from the floor, there isn't a pattern, but the satellite images show one clearly. It isn't a grid-like pattern, and that's why I didn't spot it on my survey data. This is a chart with the satellite's magnetic resonance data combined with a topographical chart. On the lower right corner, lighter, is the area I mapped already. As you can see, the cones are evenly distributed around a circular area roughly 200 square kilometers. The darker area shows the concentration of the mineral in the subsoil, and the black dots are the cones. There's no geological difference between the center and the rim. I look for something in the scan indicating some geological phenomena, like a volcano or a meteor crash, but nothing showed. The soil has no traces, present or old, of volcanic activity, and there is no other mineral foreign to the area. And the distribution of the soil silicate is much too regular for the meteor hypothesis to hold. Tomorrow, I think I'll go to that empty area in the center. From there, I can get a better view of the whole structure. Maybe that will help. Talk tomorrow then. Bye. April 2nd. Dear W, as I was setting up a beacon on top of one of the cones, a bit of it broke off. It's a small splinter, about 3 centimeters in diameter. I brought it down with me and have been keeping it in my pocket. Even such a small piece keeps all the properties of the mineral. Whenever I take it out and hold it for a little, my hand seems to be engulfed in darkness, and it feels as if I'm holding an ice cube, though it's dry, unlike ice. It's not an unpleasant feeling, and it became almost a habit to take the stone out of my pocket and hold it for a little at a time. I was reading in that book that the Aelish use the mineral in jewellery. They break very small pieces and set them in pendants and necklaces next to large lapidated crystals. They cut the pieces really small, so the neck or arm of the user won't be completely obscured, and play with the contrast between these small pits of dark and the much larger sparkling crystals. They're very hard to photograph, and even in the book there were only drawings, so I could only imagine how beautiful they must look. Maybe jewellery is actually the best use for the mineral, and all this charting and surveying is a waste of time. Talk tomorrow.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.